Are we doing the whole thing by, like, everyone, or are we coming in here and doing half and half? What's the... Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Like to call to order the Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee meeting for July 31st, 2020. Roll call.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congressman Keane?
Present. Congressman Big Horse, would you like to say the prayer?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Dear God, Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we come to you today, dear God, Heavenly Father, thankful, dear God, Heavenly Father, for this all of this moisture that you have provided us, dear God, Heavenly Father. And we just ask that you wash away some of this disease, dear God, Heavenly Father, as we continue to try to do business and carry on some sort of life, dear God, Heavenly Father. There again, I just ask that you look down upon all of those that are without shelter, that are without food, that are without the basic needs that a human being needs. Dear God, Heavenly Father, I just ask that you get something to them. And dear God, Heavenly Father, I ask that you look down upon all those that are in mourning today, dear God, Heavenly Father, and be with all of our Osage families that have lost loved ones here recently, dear God, Heavenly Father. I ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Next step is the approval of minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes for May 20th and June 2nd.
Second.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Next on the agenda is the election of the vice chair of the committee.
Mr. Chair.
I open the floor for the nominations.
Congressman Big Horse here.
Yes, Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I would like to nominate Congresswoman Alice Goodfox as Vice Chair of Rules and Ethics.
I second.
I move that nomination cease and that I become Vice Chair by acclamation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Next on the agenda is the discussion of possible rules amendments. I want to move to strike a portion of Congressional Rule 12.15E, beginning with the word unless and ending with the word Congress. I will now read the full rule and the portion that I intend to strike. The Supreme Court okay. Justice, as the presiding officer, may rule on all questions of evidence, including but not limited to questions of relevancy, materiality, and redundancy of evidence and incidental questions, which ruling shall stand as the judgment of the Congress. The portion we want to strike begins here, unless a member of the Congress shall ask that a formal vote be taken on the ruling, in which case it shall be submitted to the Congress for decision without debate, or the presiding officer may, at his or her discretion, In the first instance, submit any question to a vote of the members of Congress. Upon all such questions, the vote shall be taken in accordance with the rules of the Osage Nation Congress. Is there any discussion?
What's your, Mr. Chair?
Yes, Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes, can you explain your rationale on carving this out and what it exactly does?
Yes, sir. So, in this recent removal proceeding, the trial judge, William Oldfield, noted this section as being violating Congresswoman Edwards' due process. He relied on that. He used this rationale based on the previous ruling against Chief Red Eagle in 2014. In 2014, they said that this portion of the rule should have been invalid, but it didn't violate the full due process. But it's best, and in this most recent ruling, again, they've noted this aspect of 12.15E as being unconstitutional. I hope that helps.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what the fix is.
Go ahead, Cong.
This is Trey. Congressman Bighorse, this portion can be struck without having to do anything additional. What the court had originally said, the Supreme Court said that, they have the authority to rule over a removal, to preside over a removal trial under the constitutional provisions, and that by Congress attempting to interject itself in ruling on evidentiary issues and things of that nature, we were overstepping our constitutional authority. And so we're just taking out the offending language. There's nothing else. It will just leave it to where the Supreme Court justice will be the presiding officer and rule on all questions. And then that
judgment will stop there.
Well, I mean, we will still have to take a vote on removal. That's part of the congressional responsibility. But as far as ruling on evidentiary issues, orders and things of that nature, will still be up to it'll just be up to the Supreme Court presiding officer.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
As Trey mentioned, this, we can just do a clean cut of this and it'll still uphold the law, because as he mentioned, the Supreme Court justice will still preside over the impeachment removal process.
Okay, was that a motion from you, Mr. Chair, striking from unless to the end of this paragraph, Osage Nation Congress?
It is a recommendation, yes.
Okay, well, I put that in the form of a motion.
Yeah, we're just going to, after some consultation with Trey, I think we're just going to move on this one today.
Okay.
Because the other one, the 12.11E, the way the select committee is formed, we'll need a lot more time, and that will require more debate, in my opinion.
Sure.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
So for anyone listening, the process is that this Committee of Rules and Ethics will make this motion. It will then go to the full body of Congress to vote on. And I think that kind of needs to be clarified so that people understand it's not just three members of Congress changing a congressional rule. This is the process of where we start, and then it will go to the body for a full vote.
Hasn't actually been a formal motion.
The chair now entertains a motion for recommendation to remove this aspect of Rule 12.15E?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Opposed, none. The recommendation passes.
Motion to adjourn.
I second that.
Second. I vote yes.
Yes.
Meeting is adjourned.